Argentina's former president Carlos Menem and five of his highest-ranking associates are awaiting trial for corruption. The charges range from graft and embezzlement to smuggling and money laundering. The charges are made at a time of deepening political and economic crisis in Argentina. Commentator Fernando González, who grew up in Argentina, says Menem is only the latest democratically elected president in Latin America to face such accusations.
Carlos Menem was once our man in Buenos Aires. The former president of Argentina was the symbol of the go-go free market economy in Latin America in the 1990s. His arrest should give the Bush administration pause as it implements its plans for the region. Menem is charged with leading a conspiracy to sell weapons to Ecuador and Croatia, breaking Argentine law and a UN embargo. The profits allegedly went to Menem and his inner circle. This was only one, and many observers agree, not even the worst, of many scandals that festered during Menem's two presidencies. But for the U.S., Menem's free market reforms and his willingness to toe the line justified everything. During his reign, Argentina earned the non-NATO ally designation reserved for nations such as Israel. That's part of a familiar pattern. In Latin America in the 1970s, the United States backed some of the most brutal dictatorships in the history of the Western Hemisphere. The only requirement then was having sufficient anti-communist fervor. In the 1980s and 90s, the United States backed some of the most venal, immoral, and corrupt regimes in Latin America. The only requirements were that they would be formally voted into office and that they promoted a free market economy. Alberto Fujimori, the former president of Peru, was once a cherished U.S. ally in the war against drugs. He's now a fugitive from justice in his own country and hiding in Japan. The impact of crimes by politicians such as Fujimori and Menem cannot be measured simply in millions of dollars. Nothing undermines democracy faster than corruption and impunity, especially in a region still finding its democratic way after years of savage violence, much of it state-sponsored terrorism. If the U.S. wants to create solid new markets and develop true partners in Latin America, it might consider helping shore up its democratic institutions. There is nothing wrong with the political culture in Latin America that a smart policy of reward and punishment can cure. In Argentina, for example, a belief in the justice system will do more for public confidence than another tweak in monetary policy. That's good business. Call it enlightened self-interest. The messier, more expensive alternative, perhaps sooner than we think, will be to put higher and higher fences along our borders and send more military advisors down there. I hope this time it will work.
The comments of Fernando González, a journalist who's writing a book on musician Tito Puente and Latin culture in the United States.